Hi, I'm Beck from the Ethics Centre. Today in Ethics Reboot, we're talking about humility. Humility is a powerful antidote. It's not a matter of thinking less about yourself. Instead, it's recognising that we don't have all the answers and staying open to learning from others. The ancient Greek philosopher Socrates said that true wisdom comes not from claiming to know everything, but from recognising the limits of one's own knowledge. For him, humility was the starting point of all wisdom, a recognition of our own limits and a curiosity to learn more. The philosopher Linda Zagrzebski argues that intellectual virtues, like humility, are essential for the pursuit of knowledge and wisdom. Intellectual humility involves recognising the limits of our own understanding and being willing to defer to others' expertise when appropriate. This openness not only deepens our individual knowledge, but also builds trust with others. Humility is seen as a gateway to intellectual flourishing. It fosters the kind of dialogue and shared learning that allows us to overcome bias and expand our understanding of the world. So why does humility matter? Humility is essential in ethics because it fosters empathy, openness, and collaboration, key elements for making fair and compassionate decisions. By recognizing the limits of our own understanding and valuing others' perspectives, we create a space for dialogue and shared learning, helping us overcome biases and broaden our understanding. Humility also builds trust and mutual respect, which are crucial for addressing ethical challenges in a diverse and interconnected world. Humility is also a key to unlocking creativity. Research into team dynamics has found that when people approach problems with humility, they're more likely to collaborate, listen, and build on each other's ideas. For today's activity, we're going to listen out. Look for an opportunity to deeply listen to an alternative point of view. Practice listening to someone and focus on understanding a perspective you might disagree with or find challenging. When the interaction happens, focus entirely on the speaker. Avoid interrupting and instead ask clarifying questions such as, "Can you explain that further?" or "What do you mean by?" You can paraphrase for understanding by repeating back what you heard. For today's reflection, ask yourself the following questions. How did today's exercise deepen my understanding of their perspective? What did I learn about them or their experiences? How did it feel to prioritize their voice over my own? Hit pause to fill in your answers. Thanks for joining us today. Catch you tomorrow for more ethical insights.